Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Love of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Have we been saved? Have we been washed?
Yes.
Then ought we to have free access to the throne and boldness and confess our faith?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
But what's next? Verse 24, what? And. Everybody say and.
And.
Is there more to Christianity than just knowing that you're saved and confessing you're a Christian? I mean, that's wonderful. That's great. But is there an and? I mean, we're washed, we're cleansed, we're confessing Christians, and. Let us consider what?
One another.
Is Christianity only about you and God?
No,
it's not. It's you and God and you and your brother. And to provoke unto love and to what?
Good works.
Should I provoke you? So we don't know if that's a good word or not. Somebody thought I've already been provoking you this morning. Should you provoke me? In a good way. What does it mean? What does that mean? Provoke. Challenge is a good word. Stir up. Inspire. How's that? Oh, we're getting into some good stuff now. Now keep reading and I'll back up and pick up on this verse. He said, let us consider one another to do what? Provoke each other. Prod each other. Challenge either. Stir each other up to do what? We should see somebody do something in the church and go, whew, man. Boy, that's walking in love. That's being a blessing. Glory to God. I'm going to do that. Man, they're ahead of me. Not for long. Huh?
Hallelujah.
They outdid me on that one. Not for long.
Amen.
Right? Now, you know, when you see somebody excel you, you'll do one of two things. Won't you? You'll either harden your heart and you'll get jealous and envious and you'll make excuses why you hadn't already done it. That's pride. Or you'll humble yourself. Did you hear me? And acknowledge that they're ahead of you. But you'll have faith that you can catch up.
Amen.
And maybe pass them.
Yeah.
Someone said, that's competition. That's what he's talking about. But not in a bad way.
Yeah.
Instead of trying to outdo each other just in natural things. Outdoing each other walking in love.
Yeah.
Instead of trying to keep up with the Jones in material stuff, keeping up with each other in doing good works.
Amen.
Some minister friends of mine and myself, we've done this kind of thing. Get in a meeting and the Holy Ghost is moving and you can tell he's wanting a certain thing to be done. And somebody said, well, I'm going to give $10,000. Didn't say it to be showing off, but somebody said, he ain't going to outdo me. I'm going to do 20. I said, well, I'm going to believe for a seat. Well, I'm going to believe for two. Now, you can get off with this. You understand? You could get off, but there is a holy and a good way. And how could you tell that it's good? If somebody does that, do you? You're glad. You go, well, man, great. Glory. I'm right behind you, though.
Hallelujah.
He goes on to say, provoking to love and good works. Verse 25, what? Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is. Even back then, people didn't go to church. But exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. That's one big reason why we ought to come together.
Amen.
Regularly. Because it's easy for you to stay off in your own little fishbowl and think you're doing so wonderful and amazing. But when we all get together and we see how God is using this brother and how God, what God's doing for this sister and how God has blessed this one and what God has done, we realize, hey, I got a ways to come up. Right? And if you'll humble yourself and say, Lord, bring me up to that. Amen. Yeah, get me to the place where I can do that too. Yeah. Bring this to, and don't harden yourself and go, well, if I had friends like theirs, I'd do that too. If I had contacts like that, I would too. If I had a mama had money like hers, I guess I would too. You'll never be blessed thinking like that. Amen. Begrudging somebody else's success. Yeah. Why do we come to church? We come in here and we read these testimonies too, don't we?
Amen.
We go, hey, so-and-so believed for this and it came in. So-and-so received this. And everybody else go, yeah, me too. Yeah, I'm right behind you, brother. Provoking each other. So-and-so baked a cake and took it over to the person in the hospital. Yeah, well, so-and-so brought him some ribs and potato salad. Well, so-and-so dropped in there and paid for their car payment. Well, somebody came and paid their house off. Somebody said, oh, that kind of stuff don't happen. It is happening. It's happening in this church. But we ain't seen nothing yet about what's going to happen. You talk about people walking in love and people giving and people blessing. Amen? Somebody have a challenge and 12 church members jump on it with their faith at once and just blast the devil out of the water. Just, I mean, faith and love just surround to it. The devil just don't have a chance. Somebody walk through the door, led by the Holy Ghost, don't know God, don't even know what they're doing here. Before they get out of here, both pockets full of money. 12 hugs and lipstick marks on both sides of their face. Going, wow, these people act like they like me. The love of God is unmistakable.
Amen.
It's undeniable.
Amen.
It's inescapable.
Yes.
And it cannot fail. Cannot fail. Go back to Ephesians, please. Ephesians 4. What's the purpose of the church? What's the purpose of being a Christian? What's our main thing? Is it just to come and be blessed and go home and do our weekly routine? And is that all there is to do? Somebody says, well, I'm so busy, Brother Keith. I'm busy making donuts from early to late. I'm busy stocking grocery shelves. I'm busy fixing flats. I mean, it takes all my time. Well, okay, it's great. I mean, donuts and flats can be a service to the brothers. But is that all your ministry? Is that all your service to the body of Christ? Or is there other service too? In Ephesians 4, are you there? Ephesians 4 and verse 4:7, to every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. How many? Just the preachers? Everybody has grace. Does everybody have a ministry?
Yes.
Does everybody have a calling? You know, it's amusing to me sometimes because people say, well, my ministry is giving. Well, that's cool. All of us supposed to be givers.
Yeah.
People say, well, I'm a giver, so that means I don't do anything else. You got a number of wealthy people like this. They don't want to fool with it, so they'll send you a check. But see, that's not okay with God.
Amen.
Did you hear me?
Yes.
Well, I'm a giver. That's my ministry. Is that all of your ministry? All of us are supposed to be givers.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a prayer. All of us are supposed to be prayers.
Amen.
Did you hear me?
Yes.
I realize some people give themselves more to prayer than others, but all of us are supposed to be prayers. All of us are supposed to be givers. Keep reading. When he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and he gave gifts to men. And in verse 11, he begins listing off some of those gifts. Apostles. Is apostle a gift?
Yes.
Prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher. These are all gifts that from God to the people. Gifts. What's the purpose of these gifts? Now see, for centuries, People have preached and believed in the church that the purpose of the ministry gifts is to do all the work of the ministry. It's the preacher's job to do all the counseling, to do all the praying, to do all the visitation, to do all that. And that's what people pay him for. But that's not what this verse says. And the problem with that is the people in the seat never develop. They never do any service, and so they never develop and they stay babies. How did Phyllis and I learn what we've learned about counseling people and hearing from God to give people wisdom and counsel, or believing for anointing to lay hands on people, or believing for money to help? How did we learn to do that? By doing it, right? And as you do it year after year after year, you get better at it and you get stronger in it. And even though you may not ever stand behind a pulpit and bring a message like we're talking today, that doesn't mean you don't have this ministry. You have a ministry. Everybody say, I have a ministry.
I have a ministry.
He goes on to say, why are these gifts given? For the perfecting of the saints. For the work of the ministry. For the edifying of the body of Christ. Let me read these to you in other translations. And I'm thinking about closing. One translation says, fitting, why are these apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, why are they given? To fit the saints for the work of ministering. Who's going to be doing the work of ministering? The saints. And the ministry gifts help fit them for that. Well, that makes perfect sense, doesn't it? I mean, you can see what's going on. I mean, what are we doing today? We're endeavoring to stir you up, amen, to equip you with the word, feed your faith. So what? So we can go back and wait for another Sunday? No. So we can serve. So that when you meet somebody that don't know the Lord, you have faith and are able to lead them to the Lord. You meet somebody that's having trouble with sickness, you have faith and have some word in you. Right?
Yes.
He said, another one says, to equip the saints to labor in their appointed service, in order to fully equip his people for the work of serving. To equip God's people for work in his service. That Christians might be properly equipped for their service. Are you hearing a recurring theme here? This one says, to get his holy people ready to serve as workers. Workers. You understand now, friend, this church is not about having a handful of people that's doing the work of the ministry and 90% come and sit and leave. We want everybody working. Everybody working. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Love of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 5th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.